MS-13 gang members, released into U.S. by feds. Among illegal aliens charged with 15-year-old boy's murder. By John Binder on June 1, 2023. MS-13 gang members, released into the United States by federal officials, are among five illegal aliens charged with murdering a 15-year-old boy in Frederick County, Maryland. As Breitbart News reported this week, 21-year-old illegal alien Alexis Alfredo Ayala Lopez, 23-year-old illegal alien Jose Roberto Ramos Lopez, 29-year-old illegal alien Ishmael Lopez Lopez, 27-year-old illegal alien Elmer Vladimir Reyes Reyes, and 20-year-old illegal alien Ishmael Ivan Rivera Canales have been arrested and charged with murdering Limber Lopez Funes, who went missing in February before his remains were found in Gambrill State Park in April. According to Frederick County Sheriff's Office, which works closely with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency through its 287G agreement, Ramos Lopez and Lopez Lopez are both validated members of the violent MS-13 gang, which often funnels its recruits through the federal government's Unaccompanied Alien Children, UAC, pipeline. Thanks to Frederick County's 287G agreement with ICE, the agency has placed detainers on all five illegal aliens so that they will be turned over to their custody if they are released from local police custody at any time. The sheriff's office also announced that a sixth suspect, MS-13 gang member Josue Mauricio Urue Paniagua, has also been arrested and charged with attempted murder in connection to Funes's death. John Fier, director of investigations at the Center for Immigration Studies and a former ICE official in the Trump administration, reports that three of the illegal aliens charged with Funes's murder arrived at the United States-Mexico border as UACs. Together, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, released the illegal aliens, two of which are MS-13 gang members, into the U.S. interior as a result. The Funes case is deeply similar to the murder of 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton, which occurred in Maryland in July 2022. A detailed investigation into Hamilton's murder by the House Judiciary Committee revealed this month that the illegal alien MS-13 gang member accused of murdering the young woman had arrived at the border as a UAC just a few months prior. Subsequently, despite his prior arrest in El Salvador for his being connected to MS-13, the illegal alien was briefly detained by DHS before being turned over to HHS. From there, only 2 months before Hamilton's murder, the illegal alien was placed with an adult sponsor in Maryland by HHS officials. Police allege that the illegal alien strangled Hamilton to death using the wire of a pair of earphones before sexually assaulting her. While the homicide charges were pending, the illegal alien was placed in a foster home with other children. In the Funes case, all suspects are being held at the Frederick County Adult Detention Center without bail. Related: mother of MS-13 victim Kayla Hamilton testifies, "I am her voice now." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.